Is America sliding back into a double dip recession?
Again, uttering that dreaded phrase, double dip.
Odds of a double dip are rising.
They're at it again. I've seen it on TV. Economists, yet again, raising fears of a double dip. And I'm nervous, I'll admit it. I know what that means. I've seen Seinfeld.
Did you just double dip that chip?
The chip is our economy, and the delicious French onion dip is recession.
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
So?
That's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip.
Our country has only double dipped once before, really. That was after the Great Depression. You'd think we'd have learned better manners. But all the warning signs are there. Dismal housing numbers, slowing job creation. We may be headed for a double dip.
You dip the way you want to dip, I'll dip the way I want to dip.
It's the takeaway.
Give me the chip!
Hey, hey!
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, June 3rd. John Hockenberry is out today. Let's get right to the top of the news this morning. Ratko Mladic made his first court appearance at a war crimes tribunal at The Hague this morning.
Count one, genocide.
The presiding judge read out the charges against the former Serbian military commander. The indictment accuses Mladic of leading a campaign of persecution against Bosnian Muslims and Croats. He has 30 days to enter a plea. The Treasury Department has reached a deal to sell its stake in Chrysler to Fiat for $500 million. President Obama is expected to announce the deal at a visit to a Toledo Chrysler factory this morning. That's the latest in a string of domestic trips to promote his economic agenda. And then it comes as the federal government releases what could be disappointing May unemployment figures. We'll bring them to you later this morning. The White House faces new pressure on the economy today. Moody's announced that it may downgrade the U.S. debt rating if Congress doesn't increase the U.S. debt limit in the coming weeks. Yesterday, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner met with freshman Republican congressmen to urge the raising of that debt ceiling. Criminal charges are expected to be filed against former Senator John Edwards today. He's accused of using campaign money to cover up an affair that he had during his 2008 presidential bid. Search and rescue teams are combing through rubble left by three tornadoes that hit Massachusetts on Wednesday. American Red Cross spokeswoman Donna Morrissey says it's still sinking in that Massachusetts has joined the list of states recovering from tornado damage.
About 3 weeks ago, I was down in Alabama providing relief in the aftermath of deadly tornadoes. And I never dreamed that only a few weeks later, my own home state of Massachusetts would be affected.
Governor Deval Patrick says the state will use all its resources and ask for federal assistance to provide relief for 18 towns and villages. At least three people were killed in those storms. Floodwaters rising around South Dakota's capital of Pierre this morning. Thousands of people have left the city. Officials say 2,000 homes or more could be at risk there. Wildfires in Arizona are prompting evacuations in the southeastern part of the state. Days of fires have blackened tens of thousands of acres. Sony has been hit by yet another data breach. Hackers say they've now stolen passwords, email addresses, phone numbers, addresses, birth dates for more than 100 million more accounts. And daily deal site Groupon has filed for an initial public offering. The company hopes to raise $750 million in its IPO. And we have a new spelling bee champion.
Cymatricus. C-Y.
The winning word, Cymatricus, means having wavy hair. That is 14-year-old Sukanya Roy. And the Dallas Mavericks tied up the NBA Finals last night. Game 2 against the Miami Heat. They came back from 15 points down in the fourth quarter. Asian markets and European indices are mixed. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,248. The S&P at 1,312. The NASDAQ at 2,773. So continue the conversation. Is it better to own or rent?
This is Miriam calling you from Boulder, Colorado. I'm also a senior, and I cannot get a reverse mortgage. My income is very, very low down, and the reverse mortgage is no longer possible, so I'm going to be forced to try to sell and rent.
877-8, my take.